PBS poll, Biden approval rating lower with Hispanics than white people. By Paul Bois on December 21, 2021. President Joe Biden's approval rating among Hispanics is now lower than with white citizens as independent voters continue to leave him. According to the PBS/Marist poll, Biden's approval among white Americans stands at 40% versus 33% of Hispanics, with a disapproval rating among white people at 56% versus Hispanics at 65%. Democrats have been slowly losing among Hispanics since the 2020 election as the party moves further leftward on issues like abortion, transgender ideology, and a host of other issues. As John Nolte reported, the poll also showed that the president's approval rating among independents has cratered to just 41% among adults. Biden's disapproval rating has hit a clear majority of 55%, with 44% strongly disapproving of the objectively terrible job he is doing. Since the beginning of his disastrous reign, Biden's disapproval rating has jumped 20 points in this poll. In just 1 week, his disapproval rating jumped 6 points. That 55% disapproval number is a record high. Independents have soured entirely on Biden. According to the pollster, 2/3 of independent voters disapprove of Biden, including half who strongly disapprove. Since taking office, that's a 30-point jump in disapproval among independents. As of right now, only 29% of independents approve of his job performance. It should be noted that these approval ratings were taken before the president's already unpopular Build Back Better agenda imploded with Senator Joe Manchin's, DWV, no vote. Surveying 1,400 adults, the poll was conducted between December 11 through December 13 by the Marist Poll, sponsored in partnership with NPR and PBS News Hour. A recent 1&1/tip poll also found that only 37% of Democrats want to see Biden run in 2024, while 16% chose Vice President Kamala Harris, and another 13% are still unsure. 37% of independents say they are not sure who they want to see run on the Democrat ticket, but only 8% say it should be Biden, Breitbart News reported.